I'm Bob Bolton from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Pard.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
Hi, my name is Rebecca Lawhorn. I'm 27 years old. And I'm here with my best friend, Naomi O'Neill.
Hi, my name's Naomi O'Neill. I'm 30 years old, and I'm talking to my best friend, Rebecca Lawhorn.
Okay, I want to know the craziest thing that's ever happened to you out in the field. Like the scariest thing and the funniest thing.
The scariest thing was probably like when a bear walked up when I was brushing my teeth on a river.
Is this the float trip that you did?
Yeah. Float trip from Itivaluk River down to Nuiksit, or up, I guess. I had just woken up. I always woke up first. I don't know why, but it was the end of August, I think, the last couple weeks of August. The willow were starting to turn yellow, and the tundra was kind of getting more and more red every day. And the whole trip took about 3 weeks, so over the progression of those 3 weeks, kind of got to see fall take over. And it turns really fast. It seems like there was only maybe a week where there were a lot of colors, and then the leaves were gone, and it was snowing the last couple days that we were there. We were on the Colville River, probably 200 or so miles upriver from Nuiksit, Alaska. And we were camped in a little willow alder thicket just to get out of the wind. It's pretty windy up there. There's probably 150 yards of gravel between the river and where the brush started. And it was 6 or 7 in the morning. And I woke up because caribou were crossing the river. And when caribou hooves in gravel makes a lot of noise. And then, of course, their hooves in water is like, ka-plunk, ka-plunk. And so I thought, oh, I'll just get up and see those caribou and walk down to our boats that were right off the river. We stored all our food down there so it would be away from our campsite. Then I heard the gravel rustling, and I turned, and I thought, oh, more caribou, you know. Nope, that's not a caribou, that's a bear. And it just kept walking towards me, just zero fear, but also not aggressive, so I wasn't too scared, and I had means of protection, so.
What do you mean when you say not aggressive? Like it's just kind
of, you know, when a dog growls at you and has its ears back.
Do bears do that? Do they put their ears back?
They put their ears back, yeah. Or you can tell, like, they have their hair stands up on their back. But it wasn't aggressive. It was just curious, which scared me more. Because I was like, what are you going to do? But it was just, like, lumberly, like, do-do-do-do-do, just walking on the river. Just didn't really care about me at all. I was screaming, you know, get out of here, hey! And I yelled at the two other people that were with me, and they thought I was joking, of course.
Yeah,
and I was
like, this is why not would something they think I would you joke were about. Joking? Because you always play practical jokes on people?
Not about bears.
Mm-hmm. Is that where you draw the line?
That's where I draw the line, my personal safety. Mm-hmm. But they came down, made a bunch of noise, didn't really affect the bear at all. One girl just kept telling me to shoot it, and in my brain I was thinking, no way. I don't want to shoot this bear, because if you shoot a bear in self-defense, you have to take the hide and the paws and the head with you, and we still had maybe 2 or so more weeks of floating this river.
So you would have just been dragging that bear along.
Yeah, probably attracting more bears. But anyway, it decided to go somewhere else after a while. Mm-hmm. It wasn't super scary for me. I was more uneasy by the fact that my voice, you know, identifying that I wasn't a caribou wasn't enough for it to walk away. Like normally bears are curious and they sit down and they watch you. They don't really approach you. Most of the time if you yell like, hey bear, or anything, that startles them and they run. Like not every bear, but I would say 90% of bears that I've seen, it was their butt running away. You know, they don't want to really have anything to do with you once they figure out that you're not a caribou or something that they really want to deal with. They're out of there. Oh, that same trip, the river trip, I was sleeping in my tent and it was snowing. You know, snow makes a whoop sound when it breaks away from something. And I woke up to that sound, like, whoop. And I thought it was a bear because they kind of make that noise. They, like, whoop at you sometimes, mm-hmm. especially sows with cubs. That's how they, like, call their cubs back to them. And I woke up and my feet feel pinned. So I was like, what's going on? Because I didn't realize it was snowing that hard that it collapsed one side of my tent. It was on my legs. I thought there was a bear on my legs. I laughed at myself. No one else got it, but that was pretty cool.
Bear just too. Sitting on your legs.
It happens, you know.
Does it? Does it
happen? I've heard stories.
It's been good talking to you.
Yeah. It's been great talking to you, too.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.